Are those all the sins you have to confess, my children? It seems to me you may be confused about what is sin and what is not. Not to fret. This is what I'm here for. It has been my honor to serve as your spiritual guide. I have watched you grow and blossom into adults, fall in love, and become one in the eyes of God. And in divine light, you have consecrated your union of the mind and of the spirit, and now that you're married, of the flesh. This union is blessed, and as your holy counselor, I wish to help you navigate the fine line between the intimacy God desires for us and the lustful trap set by the dark angel. I cannot expect you to know how to express the desires of the flesh, for it is a taboo that we avoid. Yet, we cannot know sweetness by words alone, but by its touch upon our tongue. We cannot learn of the warmth of the sun from a book, but from its touch upon our skin. We cannot feel the sins of the mind from my sermons, but from their touch upon our thoughts. And we cannot know lustful sins through prayer, but by a guided touch upon our most sacred and private flesh. It is essential for our purity that we know these lustful sins. We cannot avoid them if we do not know them, and we cannot know them if we do not wake them. So now, we must take into our hearts essential teachings, such that we can know sin in order to reject it. Sit up now, and kneel facing each other so that we can awaken these urges and begin to recognize their lurid ways. And as I sit with you now, I invite you to allow me to guide you in mind and in spirit, but mostly in the flesh. To get closer to God and drown out all mortal distractions, I ask that you turn off the light in the confessional booth and relax side by side. That is good. So, first, my children, in the darkness, I ask that you touch each other's hands. Offer your hand to your partner now. Yes, good. And feel his fingers, her palms. Caress the skin of the other and know them better for this touch. Now I ask that you turn toward your chosen one and kiss him, kiss her. Feel the soft flesh, the wetness of his tongue against her lips and her tongue upon his. Feel the pull of temptation. Know it, and know that I too feel that same temptation stirring within me. Kiss, lip upon moist lip, and feel the sin of the flesh begin to stir within you. Do you feel the Dark One awakening? I feel him rising within my holy robes. Now we must undress and tempt the evil out into the open, such that we can better know him. Undress, button by revealing button, exposing her body, the curve of her bosom, his muscular frame, so strong and firm. Remove your clothing so that you can stir sins of the flesh. She must loosen his belt, loosen his garments, and guide him to remove all cloth such that only flesh adorns his soul. And he must loosen her flowing, graceful attire to reveal the undergarments that so flatter the female form and tempt man toward lustful acts. But leave upon this Satan in female form the flattering underwear of her breasts and of the warm gates of her womb. Let us know this intimate sculpture of seduction. Let us desire the flesh that is forbidden to desire, and covet she whom we must not covet. I too will remove the robes of my title and shed the apparel of my virtuous endeavors. I must lead you through the fire of lust and join you in the depths of nakedness. Touch her flesh, touch her face, touch her bosom, caress her skin, and remove the bra that confines her heart, that pushes her form in such alluring, sumptuous ways that are powerful to behold, even for the pious. For her breasts are the softest temptations, subtle agents of the devil. We must loosen and free them, and we must take ownership of them with our hands and our mouths. Take her breasts, kiss and caress them, and feel the nipples awake. Tease the nipples. Do you feel them awaken? Kiss them, and as you kiss them, caress her waist, and her neck, and the rounded flesh of buttocks, such crass, shameless lures carved by the Prince of Darkness himself, for there is no greater temptation. And it is written in Scripture that even as he entered Jerusalem, the Messiah himself rode an ass. And just as it is written, so must we. Taste her breasts now, and feel the flesh of her buttocks. And the Prince of Temptation lurks not only in female form, but in male form too. Lady, take hold of his staff as I have taken hold of mine. Feel the sin of his loins grow from what was soft flesh as mine was, and massage his sin. Stroke it, cup the balls of his sins. Caress his staff such that it becomes not a limp sin, but a raging one. I too suffer from a raging sin, and I desire to show you. And I wish to see his raging sin. I have often prayed for his sin. It is always, always in my thoughts. Massage his staff. It is time to remove the undergarment that so flatters the female hips and the flesh of her deep womanhood. We must cast aside the temptation of this garment. Remove her panty garment and cast it aside towards me. Cast it to me so that I might take in the scent of her wrongdoings and know it. For every seductress takes a unique sensual form, and I must know them all. And I will cast them into my divine collection where so many others have sought purity and understanding through the donation and penance of their panty garments. And once removed, my children, you must assume the number of the beast most succulent. And the number of that beast is 69. 69. Let him, the man, lie on his back and summon the beast. Repeat after me. Sit on my face, temptress. And then repeat. Let me know thee by thy taste. Now she must face your raging sinful staff as she kneels over your lustful tongue. Do it now. Good. And now lick her sin. And finger her sin. Taste it. Tease her clit sin. And penetrate her pussy sin. And let her, the woman, look upon the foul serpent, his lustful, fearsome cock serpent, and let her lean forward and silence the cock serpent with her tongue of grace. Shroud the cock serpent with her mouth of compassion, and jerk it off with her hands of clemency. Know the cock serpent. Oh God, yes. Suck the sin, suck it, lick it. Call to you his vile fluid, and know that you are in my thoughts so much right now. Jesus, so much. And now, we pull ourselves away from the number of the 69 beast and consecrate this union of sinning flesh. Girl, please get on all fours. Raise thy ass to heaven. Show him the terrible ways of the seductress, the Jezebel, the whore of Babylon. If Mary Magdalene can know this lust and present it to Christ, so must we. And boy, take your rod of lust and bring its satanic purpose down to pierce her sodden flesh. Stab at her wanton needy womb with the devil's spear. Enter now into the kingdom of her inner sanctum and ride to Jerusalem and the holy lands, like it is written of the Messiah. Become a Messiah and ride her, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen!